Right, I mean, we've pinned Mark Arthur following a 3-1 defeat against West Allotment Celtic today. What did you make of the team performance overall, Pete?
I thought the team performance was good. I was pleased today with what was available to us. Obviously, we brought the two Rams buttons in who did extremely well. Young Mick Lee came on in half and did very well. But overall, it was a good performance. I think 3-1 flattered them. I think that they deserved to win, but I think 3-1 flattered them. But that's where it is.
I mean, at 0-0 when we hit the bar, didn't we? If that goes in,
it's a different game. And then they get two goals. One was an own goal. The first one was an own goal. The second goal was a sloppy goal from our point. And then the goalkeeper pulls two worldies off. I mean, we said a couple of weeks ago, didn't we, about every time we play against a team, the goalkeeper has a worldie. And he did. You never know what's going to happen, but, you know, you look on and you go on, and it was 2-0 at half-time. And then once again, bad defensive mix-up, 3-0. Then we got a free kick with 5 minutes to go and 3-1. And we were the better side the second half, I thought. Although I've got to be fair, they've got quality and they're going for promotion. But I was pleased with the performance.
I mean, it seems as though we needed to score, well, it was 2-0 in the second half, didn't we, to get the next goal.
Yeah,
And then would maybe put them under a bit more pressure, wouldn't it? And then the goal came too late, really, didn't it?
It did. 3-0. I mean, Colin got injured, I think it was about quite an hour to go, and I came over to see him, and he said, give me a couple of minutes. I said to Colin, right, get yourself ready, Colin, you're going on. And as I walked past, I didn't see the third goal, but as I walked back to the dugout, they'd scored, so I was 3-0, and I thought, oh no, I'd go on Colin. And then Colin came and he made a big difference.
He did, yeah.
So whether he likes it or not, he's starting next week.
Yeah, we have missed him, haven't we, to be
yeah, honest, missed know. Him big style. He's the only one who scores goals for us at the moment, and he's a big player for us.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, the good thing is, although the results haven't been going our way recently, the performances have still been reasonably good, haven't they?
Yeah, especially today. You know, if you're going to get beat, that's how you get beat. I thought we were equally as good as them, better in a lot of the time. But if you don't score, week after week, we're not scoring. We had 8 players missing today, 5 of which would have played. That's not an excuse, but it's just the way that it's panning out at the moment because of one thing or another, suspensions, people going away on stag weekends and injuries. But hopefully next week we'll have everybody back, so we should have a full squad to pick from next week.
And hopefully we can bounce back.
We've got to bounce back, and I think we will. I mean, you know, the atmosphere in the dressing room is good. 2 weeks ago we brought Martin Butterworth in as a new player. Today we've brought 3 new players in, so it's stoppy starty, but I'm happier today than I was last week anyway.
Okay, well, I'd like today.
What about